Good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news. Tuesday edition of Not Necessarily the News. With honestly just the best news that we could find.
Not necessarily the news.
Happy to find you on our Hank Facebook Live right now. You can see what the world can hear.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Well, this is unfortunate. After 19 years of marriage, it does look like it is over. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have split. They have two daughters, 14, 17 ages. They have not filed for divorce, but it does. TMZ, everybody's pretty much saying the same thing. So that usually means somebody issued a press release or of some sort. So it does appear that by these reports, Nicole was actively fighting for the relationship to stay intact. And it was Keith who's, they've evidently been living apart for like well over a year now in various homes that they own across both Nashville area and the world. So they say that those close to them, this is not a surprise, but it is for the rest of us. So that's tough to see. I hate that.
Oh,
I like
I'm
them.
Sorry. I know. Well, I like
both
them together.
Australians, and I don't know. Maybe we can save them.
Well, I mean, he's going to be in town in just a few weeks, so maybe we can have a long talk about this. I'm sure he'd appreciate our insight.
He would definitely love that from you. Yeah.
I'm here for you, KU.
I want to be there for that.
Mm-hmm. So on the flip side of life, it's something old, new, borrowed, and blue. KB, how about, getting married? Sound familiar?
I think so.
Tim Allen.
I think I'm going to do that.
Also deep in the throes of wedding planning, he is the father of the bride. So that means his baby girl is in charge, and his responsibilities are to pay for everything. And, that daddy-daughter dance seems to be complicated.
Oh. We're going to do the father-daughter dance. Says, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. She goes, I want you to go to dance school.
Oh, you had to. Okay.
I thought she was kidding.
No.
And she goes, I'm not kidding. And she's very direct. I said, so 5 hours, 5 sessions with the dance instructor. It was so stressful because I know how to dance. I mean, my wife and I dance, but this was real serious stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did it because by the time we got to the wedding, it was...
It was exactly as they wanted.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Is that how you're going to dance?
Oh, on the Hank Facebook Live right now?
Uh-huh.
Especially with the slow internet speed that we have evidently in the studio today, I'm sure that was a bufferable samba right there. Somber right now is another split. This one much closer to home out of Arlington. Bruce Bochy will not return as your manager of your Texas Rangers. Bruce Bochy is just turned 70, is the winningest active manager in the major leagues until yesterday when it's a mutual agreement between the teams. He signed on for a 3-year contract, and it's the end of the 3 years. I don't think this is an overly huge surprise on this. It was even a question if he would hang around because he's done this. He's easily Cooperstown material. He's going in the Hall of Fame. And then, of course, he won a World Series. The only one we'll ever have?
No,
maybe?
No.
Okay, all right.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
We're fine. But Bruce Bochy, salutes. Thank you for the championship. Love you, Boch.
So how do you really feel about the Bad Bunny performing during the Super Bowl halftime show? Well, thank heavens. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has finally chimed in on the delicate matter.
Good.
And he is not on board with the idea.
He does not like the Bad Bunny?
He says that we need Jason Aldean to bring some patriotism back to a country that desperately needs it. He's also urging constituents to call the manager and the NFL commissioners to complain. Bad Bunny has been very concerned and outspoken that ICE will be harassing his fans at shows. In related news, he is also one of the best-selling artists today and Puerto Rican. So he has statutory citizenship.
Yeah, this also will be the first Super Bowl halftime show entirely in Spanish because none of his songs are, none of them. Bad Bunny's songs, they're all in Spanish because he's Puerto Rican. So, and that's all his concerts. So, it's to be fair, I had last year no idea what Kendrick Lamar was saying either. So,
well,
it doesn't really matter.
Happen.
In government, Trump, adult news. We're evidently just hours away from yet another federal government shutdown. So that's
no.
Yeah, and this one looks fairly bleak with both sides. I don't know. They always do this, and then it's like the 11th hour. It's like, hey, we got
it's
it.
Okay. It's we're besties again.
So we'll see if they can all agree on Bad Bunny. When it comes to Trump, he announced 100% tariffs on foreign-made movies. So get ready for that. And then a whole floor of Trump Tower was shut down this past weekend.
Oh.
So Barron could go on a date. It was their Trump Tower in New York. It was a security thing. This has got to be incredibly tough. He's going to NYU up there. He's 19. He is 6'7", Barron. And maybe that's just why they needed a whole floor for him right there. But you imagine that? Just having to... What?
Poor kid.
A whole floor. Yeah.
I know.
How do you... That's such an awkward date.
And the date. I mean, can you imagine the poor girl? She's got some, you know, Secret Service around here.
Oh, maybe.
The date is 6'7".
Maybe he took dance lessons.
6'7",
right
yo. 6'7".
Yo.
Ever had a long day and you just feel the need to crack open a bottle of wine to rewind?
Yes, Lupe.
Well, don't be stingy. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. One company now has an option for your pets. $7.50 bottles of wine. They feature catnip instead of alcohol, and they come with fancy names like Pernod Noir, Pur, and Sauvignon Bark. So they're good at calming dogs in storms.
They have the writing staff from the Granberry Home Office writing these things.
I think, yeah. Those are only the ones that made the edit. Okay?
Oh, dog wine. We're doing great. And cat wine, too. All right. Very nice.
Girl.
And it's coming back. Ready for the member berries?
A reading rainbow.
Butterfly in the sky. Reading Rainbow is coming back to PBS, but with a brand new host. And since it's PBS, probably one that's working for free. Michael the Librarian is his name.
Aww.
I have doubts that he is an actual librarian. But we'll see. Anyway, they're going. He's a newer, younger host and the like. Of course, it was LeVar Burton for all of those years in the initial run. It ran 83 to 2006, the original Reading Rainbow.
Whoa.
Yeah, and reruns went all the way up until like last year. So to keep it updated for the times, the name will be changed, though, to Scrolling Rainbow. But don't take our word for it.
A Reading Rainbow.
That's right,
Ian Heatherly.